This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has delayed the start time of Bethel schools until 10 a.m. this morning. The delay is in effect for all Bethel schools besides the Kuskokwim Learning Academy. The doors at other Bethel schools will open at 9:30 a.m. for Emmy Preschool, Gladys Jung Elementary, Ayaprune Yupik Immersion, and Bethel Regional High School. Buses will run 90 minutes later than usual. For questions, please call your school's front office after 8 a.m. A Quinnahock man died last Friday from injuries he received in an alleged attack last month. Alaska State Troopers report that Frank Nelson, age 28, attacked Jesse Britton, age 53, more than a month ago in October. Troopers arrested Nelson on October 3rd and charged him with 3 counts of assault. Britton was medevaced at Anchorage, where he died last week. The Bethel Winter House is opening 2 weeks early this year on Saturday, November 15th. Located in the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church, the shelter provides a warm place for people to sleep during the year's coldest months. Winter House Board President John Cochran says Bethel's cold, wet conditions prompted the shelter's early opening. In the spring, it will also remain open 2 weeks longer, closing in mid-April. A grant from the City of Bethel and another from Wells Fargo, together totaling $45,000, is funding the extension. Last winter, the shelter provided a warm place to sleep for between 7 to 49 people per night. Winter House relies on community members to cook and provide meals. If you want to prepare a dinner for the shelter, you can sign up on the meal calendar on the Winter House website. The shelter also accepts financial donations and is asking for socks as well. Many clients arrive with wet feet, and Board President John Cochran says the Winter House is a great place to give away your mismatched socks. In Bethel, there are a lot of places to get a cup of coffee. The grocery store, the cultural center, the fitness center, the hospital, the AM coffee and espresso stand, you can even fill up at KYUK. But if you wanted to sit down at a coffee house, you had to drive to the airport. Not anymore. You can enjoy a warm, caffeinated beverage in town.
Koyana Cafe is just getting started. It's located inside Bethel's Evangelical Covenant Church along Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway near Watson's Corner. It's been open just a few days, and when I visited, there were no customers. But this is radio, and the coffee must be heard. So barista Maureen Waska began making her favorite drink.
Mocha.
It's a warm, sweet mixture of steamed milk, chocolate, and espresso. Of course, it's delicious.
The coffee drinks are the Americana, chai, dirty chai, hot chocolates, latte, mocha, and steamer.
The cafe also serves smoothies and plans to add iced coffee drinks and Italian sodas. Waska is learning to make all these beverages for the first time. Before being hired, she'd been unemployed for a year and saw the job post on Facebook. So far, it's a good fit.
I just love working here. Nice people.
One of those people is her boss.
So I am Pastor Adam London of the Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church.
Will you kind of give me a tour of the space here? What do we have going on?
Yeah, you bet. So
the cafe is located in the Fellowship Hall. There are a few folding tables, folding chairs, a giant colorful chalkboard menu, and of course, an espresso machine.
You can come and enjoy your coffee, come and enjoy some friends, bring them along.
You can even bring your coworkers and hold a work meeting in one of the adjoining rooms.
We also have some fun things set up.
Like carpet ball, which is a billiards game.
If you're good, you could do it in just a few throws. If you're like me, it takes a lot.
There's also a side-by-side basketball shooting game.
You got 30 seconds to make as many shots as you can.
The purpose is to create something rare in Bethel, a place to sit and relax in a social setting that's not work and not home and where you're not expected to drop money in the double digits, like at a restaurant. The coffee shop continues in the direction set by the food truck the church began running this summer. It's a silver trailer in the church parking lot, serving street tacos some weeks and gourmet hot dogs other weeks during lunchtime.
Our biggest seller definitely is the Alaska dog that's with reindeer. We also do have regular kosher dogs and the vegan dogs.
But remember, this is a church, which makes the coffee house food truck combo more than a business.
It is a ministry, so we are also trying to find people who maybe need a job that couldn't get a job other places or just need a part-time, safe job.
The Bethel Evangelical Covenant Church hosts a range of social justice programs, like the Bethel Winter House, providing a safe, warm place for people to sleep during the coldest months, and Friday Night Supper Club, offering a free weekly meal to anyone who needs it.
And so we do a really good job in this church of meeting people's physical needs where they're at, but we don't do a lot of offering how do you get out of this system. And so this is part of it. We're hoping that this will expand to be able to hire more of those people that are regulars to those programs. And so to give them a job, give them a way out to find their own home, their own apartment.
For one employee, that's already happened. Pastor London says the employee was living in her car when she started working at the food truck this summer and has now been able to afford an apartment. Starting pay is an attempt at a living wage, $17 an hour plus tips. All money from the cafe goes to paying workers and buying supplies. Any extra funds support church youth programs. Hours are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and a customer's first coffee is free with the sign-up of a loyalty card. Pastor London says customers will not be preached to. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.